The three writers I wanted to meet were Carol Masso, Lynn Tillman, and Peggy Phelan. These were not famous best-selling authors, but to me, they were women writer titans. Carol Masso wrote the book that later became my art Bible. Lynn Tillman gave me permission to believe that there was a chance my stories could be part of the world. And Peggy Phelan reminded me that maybe my brains could be more important than my boobs. They weren't mainstream women writers, but they were cutting a path through the mainstream with their body stories. I like to think kind of the way water cut the Grand Canyon. It nearly killed me with joy to hang out with these three over 50-year-old women writers. And the reason it nearly killed me with joy is that I'd never known a joy like that. I'd never been in a room like that. My mother never went to college, and my creative career to that point was a sort of small, sad, stillborn thing. So kind of in those first nights in New York, I wanted to die there. I was just like, kill me now. I'm good. This is beautiful. Some of you in the room will understand what happened next. First, they took me to the offices of Farrar, Straus, and Giroux. Farrar, Straus, and Giroux was like my mega dream press. I mean, T.S. Eliot and Flannery O'Connor were published there. The main editor guy sat me down and talked to me for a long time, trying to convince me I had a book in me about my life as a swimmer. You know, like a memoir,